You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Yo, could you please pass the billy, my G?
Sure thing. Whoa, that was a big old hit from that zooter. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm... Wait, I think I might be...
Greening out! A sustainability-focused segment where Hoff Trough talks to local legends who help make Dunedin a cleaner, greener place. From worm ranchers and penguin protectors to community garden organizers, Greening Out is Radio 1's premier stop for all things sustainable.
Are you feeling better now?
Yes, much better. Just give me the chippies, please.
Dunedin. Morning, Liam. How you doing?
Kia ora, my brother, my literal brother.
My broheim. You've been up for a wee while this morning, correct?
A wee while?
A wee while.
No.
Like an hour or something.
I got up like 45 minutes ago.
Oh, that's good. That's good. A lot of musicians I talk to at 10 always say they're like, yeah, I just got up.
Mm.
So I think, you know, comparatively.
Normally I wake up at 7.
Mm, me too. It's a good time.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
I got things to do.
Yeah, man. I got things to do. I try to have a shower before 7, but it doesn't always work that well. Yeah, it's a bit iffy. But we're here to talk about the paddock that you work on, Vern Paddock.
Yeah.
Out of Mihiwaka.
Yeah, baby.
Is Vern short for Vernon?
No.
No.
I don't even know what the thing is there.
If Vern, there's a short for anything.
Far out, there was it. There is a thing about it, but I can't remember.
Damn. But it's Vern Paddock out at Mihiwaka, which is a, you know, organic farm.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys growing at the moment?
Oh, my God. You name it, we're growing it.
Mm-hmm.
Lettuces. Tomatoes, beans, cucumbers, pumpkins.
Whoa. That's awesome.
Heaps of stuff. Yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome.
There's four hot houses, tunnel houses.
Mm-hmm.
Does
that mean that you don't have to worry about seasons? Because it's all climate controlled?
Nah, you gotta worry about seasons.
Gotcha.
But it's kind of nice to have seasons. A lot of farmers want that because you can chill out in winter.
That's very true.
Like, winter's cool. Winter's special.
It's a bit of a, like a...
Whereas, because if you're in, like, you know, I talk about it with Jed, my boss on the farm a lot. He's like...
Jed, my boss.
Jed.
Shout out.
Shout out to Jed Tweedy, but like... In Northland, you know, it's like there is seasons, kind of, but it's like, yeah, this is probably really boring.
Keep going.
Farming isn't that farming interesting lore to a lot of people. Yeah. Well, I find that interesting.
Oh, it is fascinating.
But it's but I'm here to talk about it, so I'm going to go talk about it.
Mm-hmm. But in Northland, it's kind of an all year round situation.
That's right.
They don't get a break.
So you got like just there's no like weeds in winter. Like chill out, so you can get on top of weeds. And, like, other things you don't want in your beds. But in Northland, you just have to be, like, super diligent because they keep germinating because it's warmer. Mm. And seeds need heat to germinate.
I imagine bugs are also a big problem over there.
Yeah, you get a lot of pests.
Yeah.
Fungus just probably goes crazy because it's humid.
No, this is the Vern Paddock out of Mihiwaka. It's an organic farm. Does that mean that you're kind of don't use heaps of pesticides and herbicides and stuff?
Zero.
How do you deal with pests?
Well, there's just not many. Basically, it's like understanding the land and like using practices that don't. Oh my god, that don't have too many.
That don't have too many.
You've thrown me off now. That giant fart sound.
Land that doesn't have too many, you know, local ecological predators for.
Yeah,
for
that's right. Because often pests develop in conditions where like things have been mistreated or gone wrong, but they also do just show up. But like, I think if it's like say your tomatoes are ready to go and then they start getting like fungi on the fruits, on the actual tomatoes, then they'll probably use a copper sulfate or something, some emergency thing. So it's not like, it's just way reduced, and like all your fertilizer is all organic, so seaweed tonics, blood and bone, compost.
Horse poo?
Yeah, if you got it. We just made a giant compost heap the other day, because he's still buying in compost, and I know a thing or two about compost.
As the manager of the Polytech's compost program.
That's right.
Yes.
And so we made this huge heap that was like 2 meters by 4 meters. Just a big pile. And because there's so much stuff on the farm, just like wood chips, grass, and like, you know, weeds and coffee grinds. It's what was it, like 3 ton of coffee grinds?
Damn! How heavy would this compost be?
Oh, super heavy. It's a giant, like, windrow looking thing.
A what? A
windrow, like a big... It's not like in crates or anything. Like normal compost. Well, like household compost.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just a big pile.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. My big Tyler burning tires. I know the Verne Paddock is a certified BioGrow organic farm. What does BioGrow mean?
Yeah, so that's like you have to be certified organic. Means
look in the mic.
Yeah. So
thank you. What are you doing?
it's basically that you've gone through a review process to ensure that your practices are organic and that there's no. A lot of it is like your surrounding area as well. Like, I know a lot of farmers can have problems getting organic because other farmers around them use heaps of weird, freaky fertilizers and pesticides, and so it's in this contaminating the soil around them.
Yeah.
So you have to have a radius of
unaffected land.
That's right. Yeah. Of uncontaminated land. So it's stuff like that, and then making sure you practice is like you don't use glyphosate, which is like classic weed killer and all that, you know,
because
farmers love glyphosate. Pour it on the land.
I guess it's kind of the nature of the scale of those farming operations, right? When you have a smaller, more boutique place like yours, you can afford to not do that. But yeah. Also, I imagine there's ways of avoiding overuse of industrial fertilizers and stuff.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah,
like
it's overutilized.
It's got to change. This is what like the whole organic movement's in response to, basically.
Mm. And doesn't a lot of those fertilizers doesn't it like overpower the land to the point where it's not usable in the long term?
Can do. It can contaminate because it's like there's a bunch of different fertilizers they can use, but they're like super synthetically processed.
Yeah.
And just like a lot of it's for nitrogen, so they're nitrate heavy, which is like gets left in the soil.
Mm. And can like risk and leading into the water supply as
that's
well.
Where it's a real problem.
Yeah.
Excessive nitrogen in the waterways contributes to like algae growing and other weeds, and then like the oxygen levels and become all messed up and fish die, and it's all just bad.
Yeah. And that's really affecting
biodiversity is like at gone.
And that's really affecting Christchurch at the moment, if I'm not mistaken. They're
really?
they're coming up against that problem pretty big.
Right.
The council's like, what do we do? Because it's very scary stuff.
In their waterways?
I think it's like risking leaching into the aquifer, which is even possibly bigger than waterways because that's where all the groundwater comes from.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Nitrates get in the groundwater as well.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
which is another problem.
I want to know, what are some of the health benefits of eating something grown from a farm like yours?
I'm not... I know that there is some sort of knowledge around it generally produces healthier stuff.
Mm.
Like, it's a bit slower paced as well. But, like, the growing time.
Because
a lot of this... Like, if you're getting, like, Piper's carrots in Southland, they just use, like, insane intensive processes. And you can get giant carrots real fast, but they're just full of water.
Yeah,
not a lot of nutrients.
I honestly don't like those carrots at all. I've had a problem with those recently.
Oh, really?
They taste so weird.
They do taste quite weird.
They taste funky as.
There is a... and I think the taste is different for sure.
Yeah,
and there is all sorts of science around the nutrients levels in like organic stuff is just better.
Mm.
And because organics often have things take a bit longer as well.
Yeah.
So they got more curing time, and they're using very renewable resources like compost
and things. Yeah, and
like the nutrients on the farm is just alive. There's just a biology on the farm that's not in industrial farms.
Mm. If people want to get some of these lovely little products that they, you know, you can buy products from Verne Paddock, Verne Paddock at supermarkets. But if they want to buy directly, how do they get some?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd say I think you can place orders on Instagram and Facebook at Verne Paddock. Also just see them at the market, get a bag. They started off initially with microgreens on the farm, so that's like a whole whole other wing. I don't do that. I do the market garden, growing big veg, macro greens. And
well, your meso greens, that man.
What's that?
Your meso greens.
Meso greens.
Middle sized greens.
They're there.
Yeah.
We got meso.
We got maize.
Macro. Macrolatus. No. So yeah, definitely go pay them a visit. But they mostly supply wholesale to like restaurants and New Worlds, and then, and a few Foursquares, I think. But yeah,
Yeah, I think I read up a couple of Foursquares.
Yeah, farmers market's like their like vendor spot, you know, where you can go do it retail styles.
You've been a gardener for a couple and a composter for a couple of years now. How's it going from that into going to a job like this?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know, farming all the time.
Yeah.
Growing stuff all the time.
Well, it's like, it's more intense. Like, the weed pressure out there is crazy. And because it's just like, I don't know, you can't like, when you're farming, you don't have always time to make things like neat and like weed free and stuff. You're just like growing just about output.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, it's definitely some big weeds. Basically, like it is just, it's real. Like, we're just going all day, like going pretty hard.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, gardening, there's like tiny weeds. Eh? It's nice coming home to my own garden and like the Polytech gardens and just being like, this is chill. Because like, I've got this thing called a push hoe, which is like a hoe with a wheel on it and you just push and do all the paths.
Classic. Yep.
It's a good workout.
Yeah.
I think I've got more tuned since working there. But, the, yeah, just, like, stuff like that. It's just bigger, more intense, more element. You're exposed to the elements.
Mm.
Yeah, could be slightly unforgiving.
Yeah,
a bit. Like, we're out there rain, hail,
rain,
or shine.
Rain, sun, or shine, or bloody, or sleet, or
that's
hail,
right, or, lava.
Yeah.
Lightning.
Well, speaking of lava, I mean, the place, Mihiwaka, was actually created from a volcanic explosion.
Yeah.
But that apparently doesn't affect like the soil in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think there is volcanic soil like around there, but like we're on like a bare paddock hill.
Bears, New Zealand?
Yeah, bare hill. Which is just like you know, it was deforested and then now it's been for like 150 years or whatever, just had grass in it. So it's like clay soil. I think, like, I'm pretty sure if you dig down, it's probably better than a lot of places in Otago, to be fair.
Because
it will have that volcanic history and that old forest history in it.
Yeah. Just got to dig down deep enough.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I really want to thank you for coming on the program today, Liam. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Mihiwaka, Vern Paddock.
Hell yeah.
It's a good time, man.
Yeah, go to the farmer's market this Saturday. They'll be there. Go see, say hi to Jed.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right. Catches.
Catch you. That was Liam Hoffman from Vern Paddock. We're going to play a little outro here for Liam.
Snake, are you okay? Snake!
That was Liam Hoffman from Vern Paddock out at Mihiwaka talking about their work they do in raising a lot of beautiful organic produce. We're going to play this track that Liam requested, Iggy Pop with Nightclubbing, from his record The Idiot, and then after that we'll have a corridor with Prinz about their new 2025 tour. Here's Iggy Pop, Nightclubbing. It's a good time. See you soon.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.